All right, Steering Girl's our guest. Ivan Reichlin's going to be popping in with us here. I'm going to finish up with your phone calls as well. Wade in California, you're on the air. Welcome. All right, we'll try to take a call here. Go ahead, Wade.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Wade, go ahead.
Yes. Why would Trump move on Iran when, you know what I mean, it's like for his glory, you know what I mean? It's like God didn't tell him to do that. You know what I mean? As far as like, you know, when he was guiding them through the wilderness and some guys went ahead, he sent fiery serpents to kill them because, you know, because he, that's his glory, you know what I mean? And he ain't trying to share with nobody. That's why he saved Trump's life. I mean, we'd all be screwed. I mean, I was ready to go to war back then. I mean, if Trump would have died, we'd have been done. And then Canada, you'd over one stupid joke. God's got, you know what I mean? He ain't joking. This is no joke. You got the globalists elected, and now they're chemtrailing like us everywhere. Dude, I see my trees dying. They're ready to scorch earth us. I see them doing ops for this reservoir I live next to.
I'm going to let you go, brother. Here's the deal. We are on a bunch of radio stations, and everybody cusses on TV, but there's FCC rules. We have to follow the rules. Nobody else does. You can cuss a few times. We hit the delay button so the stations don't hear it. When you keep doing it, you are hanging up on yourself. I was trying to get the gist of what you were saying, but Sherry Girl, what is your gut level on Trump? I mean, I know Trump's MO. I know him well. I think he really thinks this was the right thing to do. I think he was set up.
I think he was convinced that this CIA regime change operation wasn't going well. It was losing momentum. And in order to inject energy into the Iranian revolution, which is like the OnlyFans, you know, feminist liberal revolution and slash monarchist revolution, the only way to inject energy into it is to kill Ayatollah Khamenei. And he did it. And they thought it was going to be a 48-hour thing. He thought that the revolutionaries were going to, as a result of this, rise up and overthrow the state. But it's kind of hard to do when you're being bombed. Like Tehran, which a lot of liberals are in. I was in Tehran, as you know, you had me on last time. You know, they're being bombed. Like they have 150 schoolgirls. Not just that. Like people are running through the streets, calling their family. I saw videos of a woman calling her mom, she's like, get out of the buildings, get out of the buildings. And she was, you know, she didn't have any head covering. She was showing her hair and she was running through the street. So it didn't do as probably they told Trump would happen, which is cause a revolution and an overthrow of the state. And now they're in total war. And there's very few opportunities for an exit strategy. I'm going to pull up a paper and give it to your producer as well. Where they suggested that there was going to be ladders of escalation and de-escalation and, you know, avenues.
No, they told Trump that and off-ramps.
Yes, but there are no off-ramps. I would like to see if at the moment, if Trump's case said, I want a ceasefire, I'm not sure the Iranians themselves would accept it. I fear that anyone in Iran who is now like willing to say, okay, ceasefire, might actually get shot.
Did you miss it? 2 days ago, Trump offered that, and then they said no, so that he blew up the council meeting to elect a new mullah.
You know, every single time they kill people, they're just going to end up with crazier and crazier people, is what I predict. Like, it's going to be, if you have like a peace guy and then you kill him, you get replaced with someone even more hawkish because the guy that's replacing him knows he's going into a position where he might die. So, you know, I don't think this is like, I think that they're realizing they're killing these leaders, but the war goes on. The war doesn't stop. You kill these leaders and missiles are flying and they tell us lies about there's not being any missiles. There's missiles every single day.
Wow. Okay, let's get a final comment from you and a few more calls. And Ivan Reichlin has a lot to say on this and on the election and on what do we do about the midterms. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Stay with us. I'm an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and analysis and a futurist and father and a guy that loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer, it just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night, to quote Waylon Jennings.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
If Kamala Harris was in right now, they would already have us in a Great Depression. The admitted Great Reset plan to bring us to our knees, social credit score, all of it. And so I have been fighting hard for Trump, very proud of all of us getting him in. Do not apologize for how much good we got done, but he is going sideways now. And it is truly horrific. I mean, just today, they killed all the investigations in the auto pen that are open and shut with the whistleblowers. So more and more, the good guys are out, the bad guys are in. We'll talk to Ivan Raiklin about that in a moment. But in closing, Syrian girl, with all your experience in the Middle East, your reportage, I know just a few months ago you were in Iran, you went to the big malls with a bunch, almost none of the women were even wearing hijabs. You were there with your hair all out pretty and everything. Everybody was smiling at you. They were starting to reform quite a bit, just like Saudi Arabia. And also, a lot of what we hear about Iran was not accurate. And I'm certainly there have been some lunatics. They have their hardcore people. But at the end of the day, Israel and the United States publicly, as I said on Tuesday, I knew what was going on, have invaded out of Iraq with the communist Kurds and Al-Qaeda. And that's mainstream news. Already played the clip saying it. That former head of Al-Qaeda is the dictator of Syria now. He's fully endorsed all this. I mean, this is sick. And it's so surreal to see Trump go against everything he said he would do. Final comments.
Thank you so much. Well, look, I was born in Syria, Damascus. And if you look at me, there's people like me right now that are under the bombs. These wars have resulted in, you know, my country being taken over by Al-Qaeda. And this was considered like good strategy. And Trump said it himself, like, I put this guy in there, which I think is pretty shameful. But then to turn around and say we have to kill these Muslims in Iran after putting Al-Qaeda in power in Syria when he's killing all of these minorities, you know, there's a hypocrisy there. And it's clear that the agenda is to, convince you of these wars. We are not your enemy. We have nothing but, a feeling of camaraderie for you, because we are all under Agenda 21 and Agenda 30. We all get to own nothing and be happy in the end, because we're all, you know, just like slaves to these people. So I don't want any beef with the United States, and I don't think the Iranian people either would. I think in other circumstances, we would be.
No, I totally agree, but just to interrupt before you finish up, here's how dumb I think we are.
Sure.
I remember after 9/11, they chose to say Saddam was running Al-Qaeda. Saddam hated Al-Qaeda, captured, tortured, killed any in the country. That was his archenemy. He also went to war with the Shiites. He was very secular until the end. He would use it to manipulate the population. He had Playboy magazines on store shelves, rock and roll. He wanted bikinis sold in stores. He outlawed burkas, basically, okay? Then they turn around and say Saddam's Al-Qaeda, he attacked us on 9/11 when it was Israel and the neocons that ran the whole attacks, okay? So it's the same thing. And then they turn around and say Assad is ISIS and Al-Qaeda when he was fighting them. Now they've invaded Iran with Al-Qaeda, and they're saying they're Al-Qaeda because they think we're stupid. And I'll tell you, the average American's not dumb. They're just not informed, and it pisses me off.
It was in the Hillary Clinton emails. Was it Jake, I forget his name. He said, Al-Qaeda's on our side in Syria.
Jake Sullivan.
How did it end? Jake Sullivan, that's the one. How did it end? It ended with Al-Qaeda in power. So, look, this is basically the last war on that list. Maybe North Korea next after that. That this is going to be maybe the biggest war we've seen since the more than the Iraq war, more than anything in Libya or Syria. And
well, notice they chose Iran last because it's going to be more difficult than all the others combined.
Correct. And it's 4 days in, and it's already been absolute devastation on both sides. I'm not saying Iran's like scot-free. It's total annihilation on both sides, 4 days, 5 days in. So for the American people, what can you guys do? Like, please help us, and let's help each other. Maybe you can not join the army. Maybe you can, you know, punish, you know, using vote independent, as they said in The Simpsons. What, you know, like the, you know, this, they had two aliens and someone said, I'll vote independent. And the aliens said, well, go ahead, waste your vote. Well, if you have to do that, maybe that's what you have, should do. I'm not American, but whatever's been going on, we haven't been able to stop these wars. So you, the great thinkers, and you, the heroes of the InfoWar, who I've been watching since I was a teenager, by the way, you know, it's up to you guys. You have to find out how we're going to solve this problem, because we don't have that much time left before we see mushroom clouds outside our window. And I don't exaggerate on that. I do think that's the end of this.
You can feel the danger. Partisan Girl on Twitter, on X, YouTube, Serious Girl Partisan, Telegram, Syrian Girl Partisan. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much for having me on. Always a pleasure.
You bet. Be safe. All right. I'll continue with calls with Jim and Daryl and Chris and Al Killer and James. That'll be it for calls. But I'm going to bring Ivan Raiklin in right now. He's a retired Green Beret, constitutional lawyer, independently investigating Pelosi's J6 Fed insurrection. Also worked for the Defense Intelligence Agency and does a great job exposing it all. I originally wanted to get him on a few days ago about Trump and this war and how we respond to it. Because Nick Fuentes says, oh, just take your ball and go home, punish the Republicans by not voting for them. And I'm not putting him down for that view, but that's what the neocons and others really want. I mean, why should we not get good Republicans elected just because Trump's doing something that, you know, we think is wrong, some of us? He's not up for a reelection again. We know the Democrats are 100 times worse. I don't understand the thinking. I mean, I understand people can get mad and have that thinking, but I don't see how giving the field to the Democrats then teaches the Republicans not to act like this. I think it rewards the establishment Republicans who aren't being challenged in their districts because the Democrats know they're on the same team. I think it's a major miscalculation. But that's a side issue. I want to hit that secondarily at Ivan Raiklin on X. Ivan, you've been all over the world. You've been a Green Beret, all this stuff. What do you make of this new war? The bad messaging that it isn't a war, but Trump says, I got to get back to running the war. You've got now the, you know, the Kurds they're sending in out of Iraq, and it's literally the communists and Al-Qaeda. And then studying Iran, I predicted, as Eric Prince did, warning Trump, that this has a low probability of success very quickly. And then now Trump's like, well, this may last forever. So we have our new Vietnam, it appears. And then you got the Strait of Hormuz closed. That's killing the economy. I mean, this looks like Trump stepped into a bear trap. Do you disagree with me, or what do you think? Unmute yourself there, Ivan.
Well, first thing I want to touch on is about what you mentioned about Nick Fuentes. I think the punishment needs to be more surgical at the individual level and then at the decision level. And I think you're trying to do that as best you can based on what I'm seeing the last, you know, couple of episodes that you've done over the last few days. And what I mean by that is let's take a look at some of the people within the Republican Party that need to be punished, because there are some that are salvageable. Let's be honest. And I think that number is growing. One topic, particularly on the Epstein stuff, we're starting to see more and more that want the truth and transparency on that subject. But when it comes to Iran, I think we're at this pivotal moment where yesterday when you saw that former Marine, it's literally the avatar of what I'm about to describe here. Yesterday, I think yesterday, the day before, you had a Marine, he had his hand stuck at the Senate chambers, and his hand completely broke as he yells out, "We don't want to fight wars on behalf of other countries," right? And so what that is you're starting to see more and more of the base realizing that the decision-making process in the White House is not unilaterally America first or America only or make America great again. It's a decision-making process that is America second or at best tied for first. And then you have to ask the question of who's behind it. You know it, right? The Chris Lacevitas, who's running Cornyn's campaign in Texas. You have the Susie Wiles, who is essentially also a surrogate of Miriam Adelson's funding scheme to the tune of $250 million. And that leads us into the whole Iran issue. So it begs the question, how many people voted for Donald Trump where in their top 10 or top 100 was to bomb Iran on behalf of Bibi Netanyahu and Miriam Adelson and Susie Wiles and Jared Kushner and Chris Lacevita? I would say that almost nobody voted for that, but that's what we're getting. And so you can call it a betrayal, and then you can call it whatever you want, but it's not in line with what the campaign promises were. And so to kind of bring it back to your original question of, you know, what do we make of this war? It's still yet to be. I mean, if you look at this from a glass half full perspective, I'm going to give everyone the benefit of the doubt, right? And not be a black pillar. I'm going to start with that, Alex. How about this? And it'd be nice if this was the case. How about we are taking over the Panama Canal in order to push out China? That's a positive. How about we are taking over and influencing Venezuela and having an impact on OPEC in order to impact oil prices in order
to
hurt
China and Russia? And we've used this strike to shut
China
down the Strait of Hormuz to put pressure on China and Europe. What if the U.S. is really seizing the energy supply?
Right. And so what if all of these moves are you're trying to shape the battlefield globally so that China and Russia are weakened? We are strengthened, again, Panama, Greenland potentially moving on that, Venezuela, now Strait of Hormuz. That then allows the DOJ, I mean, this is wishful thinking, by going after the global threats, now those global threats don't fund and facilitate the deep state domestically, and now maybe we'll start to see massive deep state arrests.
Yeah, and if I knew that was the plan, I'd actually back that because it's good and that's an end game. But we all know that's not what this is.
Right, and so which begs reality now. I don't see any indicators of what I just described. So then it begs the question: what's actually going on? You nail it, right? In order to address it, instead of saying, oh, like Nick Fuentes said, oh, we got to support the Democrats. No. How about we go ahead and facilitate mutually assured destruction of those on the left and right that are destroying the constitutional order?
Yeah, Dan Crenshaw is the example. You and me. We don't just mindlessly scorch earth and get rid of all these great Republicans that are moving the needle for us that are liars by our Democrats. No, we do our studying and we primary what we just did and we target the bad guys.
We remove Dan Crenshaw. Thankfully, we remove it looks like we're going to have another Gonzalez. Mm-hmm. It looks like we finally pushed that to for the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, to call on him to not run for re-election in the runoff. So you got a couple of Republicans that are being cleansed out of the system and replaced. Now, I get it. It's a longer term strategy, but it's still incremental. Inches wins that gets us barely the first down moving forward.
You think things are bad now, folks? If we just give up, take our ball home, the Democrats are going to totally take over.
Right. Absolutely. And so, I mean, one other thing I wanted to mention, breaking news, I don't know if you talked about it today on today's show, is that Secretary Noem has been relieved of duty.
It, but not in detail. Give us why you think that happened and the senator they're replacing her with.
Yeah, so Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, I've actually known him for about a decade, and I think that is actually an upgrade from Kristi Noem, albeit I will give her a positive grade in the sense of her efforts to de-weaponize. Remember, she was the one behind stopping the Quiet Skies program where everyone got the Fourth Amendment gang rape as they traveled and were surveilled by federal air marshals. So that was a net massive positive. All the other things in the baggage that was essentially aired, the dirty laundry yesterday, that's definitely not a good look. It's all, you know, it's pay for play. It seems as though every administration seems to do it. But I think with Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, I think he's got that warrior ethos, and maybe he'll be the one to advise along with Tom Homan, maybe remind President Trump that maybe you should invoke the Insurrection Act, particularly because it is going to start getting warm. I mean, this weekend in Washington, D.C., it's going to be in the 70s, I believe. And so you're going to start seeing more protests. And I suspect you're going to start seeing two types of protests. One from the left, basically, and the anti-war effort to protest the war as it continues. And then on the other side, you're going to see more and more people demanding accountability that we haven't seen. And you're going to start seeing more and more from the left and right, essentially a coordinated effort to continue to try to expose the Epstein files. So you're going to start seeing a confluence of disparate groups that have some sort of an issue with this administration's policies. And I think it's going to come to a head. And like I said, that video of that Marine calling things out in the chambers yesterday, I only think that that is the start of something
much more
aggressive
and potentially violent. Let's raise that. You're there almost
potentially violent.
We'll start around. But yeah, you got this Marine. You know, he's there, honorably discharged, great record, all that. He, in the full video, he pops up, just says, "We don't want to die for Israel." They instantly tackle him and instantly start brutalizing him. Instead of just saying, "Okay, buddy, we're going to march you out of here like they do everybody else," they just flip out that somebody says something about Israel. Everybody sees that, and it makes it worse for Israel to act like, you know, like everyone's trained, "Oh, my God, he said Israel, break his arm." It's just so stupid. Yeah, you're not supposed to be disrupting, but with leftists, they just make him leave. He really wasn't resisting him. So go back when I interrupted you. You're saying this could be the catalyst for violence. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, this White House on certain issues has completely ignored the American public, the America First movement, the Make America Great Again movement. We consider this as a massive betrayal. Now, I'm for going after and taking out our threats, such as Iran, such as other foreign actors. But I'm not willing to do that when it's being dictated by a foreign power. And Marco Rubio basically said at a briefing in Congress that, yes, we went to attack Iran because Israel or their attacks forced our hand. How about we do the same thing domestically where maybe a good Samaritan out there actually goes after John Brennan and James Comey and the rest of the deep state in the manner that Israel just went after Iran. And then maybe that'll force the hand of this White House to actually start acting. I don't know. I'm just throwing things out there, Alex, because I'm trying to improve our situation.
Well, here's the deal. I'm trying to track what you just said. You're not calling for vigilantes to take law into their own hands with Brennan or Clapper, are you?
No, I never call for illegal, unlawful behavior or vigilanteism. I'm calling that.
Let's be serious here. I would rather see people go legally bullhorn their offices every day for a year, sue them, expose them, put pressure on Congress to go after them. But I hear what you're saying. The fact is, you have Israel running around extrajudicially killing everybody. And you've got, you know, people like Fauci with the poison shots and Bill Gates. I mean, sure.
Todd Blanche basically disregards the auto pen issue, right?
Well, I think what you're saying is, I don't think you're calling for it, but I think you're saying as people don't see action and you see 85% or 90% of liberals praising Mangione killing a healthcare executive who you couldn't even really prove was actually evil, there are people that are certifiably evil, and there's going to come a point where that's going to start happening.
I mean, we're already seeing it. Charlie Kirk, September 10th. The betrayals, when Charlie Kirk was murdered, right? A lot of these betrayals from the White House started. The endorsement of Andrew Cuomo for mayor, right? The Democrat COVID criminal. The Albert Burles in the White House. You name it. Bibi Netanyahu coming into the White House 7 times. And then Tucker Carlson, who represents a good portion of the America First base, was completely ignored by this White House. So to answer your question, I think the more and more people see the truth, the more and more incidents such as what we saw yesterday in the Senate chambers with the breaking of the arm, I think you're going to see more. And again, I'm not calling on it. I'm giving you an assessment because you saw how I, in a stressful environment, you've seen how I operate. I'm calm, cool, and collected always. And that's what I recommend others do. But the problem is that at some point, when you're triggering somebody's inherent right to self-defense, it's going to trigger certain amendments to the Constitution, particularly the second one.
Well, what would your advice be to the globalists themselves, the different factions, because they admitted their Davos meetings, their Berlin security conferences or whatever, that they've lost the hearts and minds. It's only getting worse. But then they just double down on all their same tactics. Where does this lead historically the way they're going? And usually before the people take them down, they go start fights with people and start wars. They lose.
I don't know. I think on some instances you see the White House being completely swallowed by the globalists. And how do we respond to it? I think one of the mechanisms to respond to it is we have to take Ken Paxton and leverage his influence right now, considering, I mean, I think we start in Texas, right? Because we still have Ken Paxton in the fight. Remember, he was the one that rejected
there's a runoff coming up, and I'm telling you, the guy he's running against will lose against this young communist.
You think Ken Paxton's going to lose against the communists?
No. I'm saying if he doesn't win the runoff.
All right. Yeah. If here's the deal. If Ken Paxton is able to somehow get in as the AG by removing Pam Bondi, or if we get the SAVE Act by leveraging Ken Paxton, having him drop out in return for the SAVE Act, I think we have an opportunity in the general election. But at that point in time, we need to get the SAVE Act passed now so that it potentially influences some of these primaries moving forward. And so I think our response can still be a peaceful, conventional approach in light that last week, you know, on Tuesday earlier this week was the first states that had the primaries. We have primaries going into August and September, which means that we can still get America First and America Only candidates into the system, but we need to do that now. And so I recommend the Doc Chambers, the Paxtons, those and potentially those that didn't win in Texas that are patriots, they need to start considering not only getting behind Paxton and others in the runoffs, but also going to the different states. For example, you have Colton Moore in Georgia that's running to fill the seat of Marjorie Taylor Greene in Georgia. That's the special election next Tuesday. So we can still get this resolved politically by injecting some of these hardcore America First patriots to start to expose and challenge the existing order.
Sure.
In spite of the Susie Wiles, in spite of the Chris Lasavitas out there.
Yeah, well, I mean, Point Ted is like, I don't want to be cucked or pimped. You know, if I'm done with the Republicans, I'm going to vote Democrat. That'll show them. That's not going to show the Republicans because the neocons are in uncontested elections. The Democrats leave them in place because they're double agents. No, we need to continue to get more of our people in and just move on from Trump. We'll never get to
right,
vote.
The way I see it is we defeated the Democrats, right? The last 4 years, it took us 4 years, but we destroyed them. So I think it's an easier proposition to defeat cowards, which are the Republicans, versus the tyrannical, belligerent, illegitimate regime of the Biden criminal syndicate. So we need to be surgical and specific based on policy and individuals of literally, quote unquote, politically, peacefully taking them out.
Well, like Dan Crenshaw.
Exactly. We need more of that at scale.
For people that don't know, Crenshaw got exposed. Total fake, total funnel. Let's finish up with that. I'm going to take some phone calls. Caller, stay there. We'll be right back to you. I'm making this announcement on Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. It's one of the biggest sales of the year yet. Up to 40% off store-wide. 25% off on the shirts, on the hats. 10% off on things like the collectible knives, and up to 40% off on supplements like Ultramethylene Blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. These are incredible products. You've seen the rave reviews. You've seen the five-star reviews. These are the very best game-changing supplements available, period. Again, I only sell things that really work because I want you to get them and I want you to love them. We now have an over 90% reorder on the supplements on the site. No one in that industry has it because the products are so good, and obviously you're loyal as well. And I thank you so much for keeping us on the air. We're changing the world. We're battling the globalist. We are having the greatest effect together, that's all of us, against the new world order we've ever had. And it's all because of your support of my broadcast and other broadcasts like it. But regardless, the enemy recognizes that InfoWars is the tip of the spear. And the bad guys are continuing, just read the newspapers, try to shut us down as early as late March. We're battling them in court, but it looks like this could be the end. But that's okay, because the info war belongs to the people. The info war is about telling the truth and countering the lies of the globalist. And the AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It's owned by Bigland. The backup Alex Jones Network that's ready is not owned by me. It's owned by them, and I'm going to work for them. And so as long as you support the sponsor, no matter what happens to InfoWars, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, you keep us on the air. So right now, your purchase at TheAlexJonesStore.com keeps InfoWars going, pays the payroll, the bandwidth, the satellites, all of it. But as soon as InfoWars shuts down, it's more critical than ever that you support TheAlexJonesStore.com because it will move forward into the future as our main sponsor. But regardless, this is a win-win. Has InfoWars not delivered? A gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the info war continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for team humanity, against the globalist, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried Ultramethylene Blue or our Bovine Colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you should become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it recurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers, and with one click in your profile, you cancel anytime for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals with everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexjonesstore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you. Take action now.
Methylene Blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and Methylene Blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are either with the Republic or against it. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Look, anybody that really knows my broadcast knows that I literally tell you what I believe is the most accurate information. I don't have any filter. I just tell it like it is. And so when I say positive things, sometimes I see people say, "Oh, he's just, you know, trying to gaslight us." No, I tell you what I'm thinking. And I tend to get upset and negative about all of this. But if you look at how far we've come in the last 10 years with Trump, who was just a manifestation, a wrecking ball of populism and the populist revolt worldwide, and just all the demographics, all the numbers, humanity's waking up. This is beautiful. Now, it's sad that Trump has gotten captured to a great extent, and he's quickly degrading. So it was only a few things. Now it's five or six things, and next week it'll probably be 10 things. This is really bad, okay? And we have to, when we criticize Trump, not decouple from populism, conservatism, or good Republican beachhead we have, I think is what Ivan Reichland's saying. And as he said, I'm being more surgical, and not even surgical about it. Trump's not even thinking about the Republican Party future. He's just, you know, on his own mission. And that's basically his psychology at 79, beyond burned out. Still has a lot of energy. You know, he definitely, God made a special person, but still a person. So the Democrats clip out what I say out of context and say I've abandoned Republicans and I've given up and I'm saying vote Democrat. That's a lie. But I won't sit there when we were in this tug of war with Susie Wiles and Todd Blanche and the rest of them. And we started to lose it in the last few months. And I got really intense saying, get on Trump's ass, get on, all of you through the Congress, through the media. Trump gets all that. And I got messages to Trump as well. And maybe he swings back. You know, if anything, he's unpredictable. But it's okay. We don't put all our eggs in one basket. And in fact, right now, I'm putting no eggs in Trump's basket, okay? But I have, during all the criticism of Trump that's been so fashionable, explained that the algorithm boosts that because the system didn't like Trump, at least large portions of it. And so as much time as we spend criticizing Trump, we should spend way more time exposing the Democrats. And at a certain point, he's out to pasture, lame duck, too bad, you know, he'll do some things right, some things wrong. I think he learned his lesson. We advised him on the two Supreme Court justices he shouldn't have appointed. He admits he shouldn't have. But just regardless, we can't sit there and just obsess over Trump. We have to focus on what we can get done, which we did for decades to get Trump in position to begin with. Go ahead and put that back up. Trump comes out against transgender mutilation surgery for children unless parents give written approval. Well, I don't think parents should be able to cut their kids' arms and legs off, so they shouldn't be able to do that. But yeah, so much good that Trump's done. And that's what makes this even so much sadder, is it's something that's been so championed and so storied and renowned and something we were so proud of. But it doesn't matter. That's the space-time continuum. Most of what we've got him to do has been great. And so the fact that it's degrading now, that just makes it sad, but at the same time, we don't become demoralized. I think that's the key, because the Democrats are trying to psyop populists, nationalists, conservatives, Christians right now to just, oh, give up, see, he betrayed you. No, he just had a mini-stroke or whatever it was and got captured by the neocons. We're sad about that, and so now we're going to move on because we built the runway, we built the gantry, we built the gun that he was a bullet we fired out of, and quite frankly, he's just one piece of munition we used. And, you know, long after I'm gone, there'll be the fight between good versus evil. I don't expect you. It's all about me. And that's where they got Trump on Iran was, oh, they want to kill you, sir, and all the rest of this. So don't make it about yourself. Make it about society, the culture, the great continuum, and the compendium of human life. Is Ivan still there? I saw his Zoom cut out. Yeah, I noticed it. I'm just saying, so just reconnect. All right, thank you. And minimize my center screen, please. All right, let's go ahead and take a call here. Let's talk to Jim in Florida. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Great analysis. I also am really not happy about the whole Iran issue, but I happen to take a little bit different take. I think that Iran had nothing to do with all the breakdowns with communications, and the same cabal that's been there trying to take over this world all along, that gave us the pandemic, that is willing to do anything, and they literally are willing to do anything to crush us, is the same cabal that could not use Putin and the war over there to ignite their takeover. They have taken and co-opted Iran in this whole situation to get back in and dominate and control. Their number one ally is the media. The media is already doing what it's supposed to do to get everyone against Trump. Now, I believe he's made some mistakes. Your last guest was superb, I thought. But I also believe he's the same man that took a bullet to stand in the way that didn't have to bring change and to stop the globalists from what they were doing. I believe he's the same man. And we have
they've got him to attack Iran, which they think probably won't go well, but at least it degrades him for down the road. So they're going to get Iran and get him. That's what I believe.
I do too. And Iran is, I don't think this has anything to do with the Iranian people. I think this is the cabal that has used this situation to get back in, because they were getting defeated. And I think resoundingly they were getting defeated, but they're not going to just go away. I think he's got a short runway here, like you said, your guest said. I think he can salvage this. I think he's got a short runway, and I pray that whatever wisdom, God, and people help him off this and that we succeed. But we can't give up on, like you said, what's been done and how far we've come. There's a lot we need to do regardless of Trump. Get rid of the Republicans and the rhinos, and we need to be really laser focused because the left and that agenda is still trying to crush us.
That's right. We have not won the war. We've won some battles, and I totally agree. It made me think we should be praying for peace, praying for Trump, praying for awakening right now. In fact, I'll just say a prayer. Our Heavenly Father, you gave us President Trump. We've seen so much good done. We've seen the carbon taxes reversed. We've seen the border shut down. Half the kidnapped children found. We have seen him stand up the ICE. We have seen $20 trillion investment in America. We have seen him ban transgender in sports. We have seen him on so many fronts do amazing things. And we know that we're all imperfect sinners and that you rise up, these leaders. And we just pray that you lead God and direct us. You lead God and direct him to bring peace to this world and to de-escalate this and to get Trump back on track for the champion that you rose him up to be. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Thank you for that. I echo that. And I pray for wisdom and some people to come alongside him that see clearly and hear clearly to continue what we've started. Thank you for everything you do, Alex. Great. I love you. And the products, just plug, I buy all of them. I'm a member, and everyone needs to support this. This is truly the tip of the spear and where all of us need to be, and we need to champion around you in this time. And it starts by buying your products. Methylene Blue is great. All of them are great, though. So
well, I appreciate your call, brother. Yeah, I've been so upset today. I plugged, I think, 30 seconds in 3 hours and 40 minutes. We have a big sale that's running until Monday. It's a flash sale, 50% off on ultramethylene blue capsules. And, of course, the methylene blue tincture. There's the March mega sale to 40% off on everything else. And so much more. And these really are great products. I mean, they really work. They're really good for you. And it takes money to run this operation. So get a T-shirt. Get some methylene blue. There's so many other great products at theelectionstore.com. We need your support. I want to thank all of you that have supported. All right, James in British Columbia, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Former or foreign intelligence, it says, on Iran. Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Just first off, yesterday I understand they took the launchers out of South Korea. If that's the case, what they're trying to do is intentionally destabilize Korea, and that could be the next front that we're going to have to fight on.
I totally agree. Communists took over Korea, 4 months ago, and they've outlawed criticizing communist China. It's like 5 years in prison. So, yeah, Korea is a major crisis.
Right. Now, that could have been easily done by people like the New World Order, because they're saying, well, we're short of launchers, but I don't think so. I think that's an excuse. Now, getting to the Iran situation, what we're doing there is simply trying to punch a wedge between Russia and the Iranian in the center, and you have China. So we're trying to drive a wedge to separate this trade. And to me, it boils down to nothing more than this Silk Road that they're trying to build from China all the way to Europe, all right? And so the Iranians, of course, have a perfect trading relationship with China, a 1.5 million barrels a day, which are not being paid for with Federal Reserve notes, but simply they're being sent there for barter for weapons, barter for food, that kind of thing, you see. And so this is a threat, of course, to the old empire, if you want to call it the Anglo-American Alliance, and this new empire, which I just mentioned, Russia, Iran, China. Back to you for your comment.
No, you're right. It's all about cutting off bricks of the Belt and Road Initiative.
Yeah. And these states in the Gulf, they're hedging their bets because China can make a sweetheart deal with them anytime. That will draw that away from the United States, you see. So a lot of people are hedging their bets here, and that would be my analysis of the situation. The religion stuff to me is sort of what I call reductionist. It doesn't really mean anything because at the end of the day, you can't eat religion. You got to rely on hard
Yeah, no, it's like the speech in the movie Network when the head boss explains to Howard Beale that it's all about money.
Yes, sir. And political power and commodities, yes. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
There are no more nations. There are no more peoples, Mr. Beale. Maybe we should end the show with a few minutes from Network, but just cutting into the part where he goes, are you comfortable, Mr. Beale? Good. Just sit down right there. I'll talk to you for a minute. But at the end of the day, it is about the soul. It is about the religion. It is about what we stand for. But they want to boil it down to all that. But and the caller's right, though. Currently, that's how it's operating. Daryl in Kansas, military, your take on this. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I just want to talk to you about the only solution that I see, which is a lot of people are talking about they're no longer going to vote Republican, they're only going to vote Democrat, which it's you're voting still in the same two-party duopoly. Like, we need a Thomas Massey or a Marjorie Taylor Greene to leave the Republican Party and to leave the and some of these other great politicians to leave the Democratic Party, and if there are any, and start either a new fourth party or join the Libertarian Party. And we need to break up this duopoly with a new party system, because that's the only way that you're going to be able to make any real change, as they're showing. Like, Trump talked a great talk all 2016, and I was all for him, and up until the 2020. And one of the things that made me a big Trump supporter was he was the first politician to really speak out about vaccines. But then he turned around and came out with the untested COVID vaccine, and he was saying that he was speaking on the dangers of untested vaccines and how we need to actually either test them or actually test them with oh my goodness, what's the word I'm looking for? Anyways, so we need to prop up a third party. And the people are going to have to get off the sidelines and actually get in some of these fights. Like, as you saw with Ron DeSantis, the governor, he broke up a lot of the COVID policies, and Florida was able to thrive. Like, we need people who are going to stand up and fight for not only the things that are happening now, but the things that are going to come in the future. Because all this war and stuff in the Middle East, all that's going to do is just, especially if we keep letting Israel and even Iran attack all these countries in the Middle East and blow up their oil reserves, that's going to, they're just going to do away with the petrodollar. It's going to destroy it.
Absolutely. It undermines America in the end, and the globalists want to destroy resources for the Great Reset because they're the banks. They want to come loan us money when we're bankrupt. You're absolutely right. Great points. God bless you. Owl Killer in Virginia, military on Iran. Go ahead.
Alex, never apologize for supporting Trump. You didn't lie. We were lied to. I told your son Rex that as well. Well, he's like, I'm always defending my father. And I'm like, that's what you're supposed to do, because your heart is right. You laid the blueprint for Trump to run on. It's not about electing Republicans or Democrats. It's about, we have to get people elected that are on the plan of, we have, it's the bankers again. It is Network. It literally is Network. I see many facets going on. Israel's going for broke because this is their last shot. Nobody else is ever, their name is mud. Nobody else is going to support them the same way that they have. And deals, we just have to be honest, deals were cut. Susie Wiles worked for Netanyahu. The promises were made. He took all the Adelson money, and he's got to make good on the deal. And at the end of the day, what Trump really needed to do and needs to do is just say, hey, dude, we got to start this whole country. We have to start our entire economic system over. And they probably showed him stats. You want to go down as the president that had the final Great Depression. A new monetary system is coming. There's no way around it. It's just what is implemented. And we need to have input on that. We need to be electing people to Congress in bulk, where everybody that is running is on the same platform. Repeal the Federal Reserve. Repeal the Federal Reserve. That's our main. We have to focus on
that. And notice how far we've come. I mean, people 5 years ago didn't know any of this. We have really set the ground, not just here, but all over the world. We're in a really good position.
We certainly are. Alex, I think it's time for another documentary, honestly. Take the Epstein files and put it online for free, because put it online. A breakdown, the Trilateral Commission. Look at what he's saying here about fractional reserve banking. Look at what they're talking about.
And everything in
now.
There vindicates everything we have. The Trilateral Commission, yes, with the Rockefellers and Rothschilds secretly running the planet, which we already knew, but it's so incredible. Thanks for the call. All right, last caller. And I had some final news. Chris in California, you're our tail gunner. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex, for taking my call. I love your product and I love your show.
Thank you.
And I just want to say, you know, I voted for Trump, and every day I pray for Trump, you know, and he makes wise decisions most of the time. But this is definitely a bad decision he made. And, you know, he's a great businessman, but when it comes to war, military strategy, and, you know, history, he doesn't really have an idea, you know, what he's talking about there. But, you know, I'm still going to support him. You know, I wish Trump would have listened to Douglas MacGregor, because he was in his first administration, or Michael Flynn. You know, they would have absolutely advised him not to go into this war. But so we're just going to have to see what happens. The only way Trump can get out of this is if he just walks away from it. I know that's probably not going to happen, but that's the only way we can get out of this, if he walks away from this, you know, like within 3 weeks.
Well,
you know,
now it's become, exactly. Now it's become a pissing contest, and now the U.S. and Israel are backing, you know, Kurdish rebels going in the Northwest. I mean, this is escalating very, very quickly.
Yeah, I understand that. And, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, there's a Bible prophecy in the book of Daniel 11:40-45, and it talks about the king of the north and the king of the south. And it describes how the king of the north will go on basically on a war campaign. Now, the king of the north,
isn't it the desolation part?
Yeah, it's towards the end of Daniel 11. It's the last five verses. And basically, the king of the north represents Russia, and the king of the south represents Anglo-America. And I'm 100% sure that Russia is the one who's going to go on this war campaign. And I can see them already looking at NATO, the European Union, and they're just pushing the bear. So I believe real seriously that's going to happen. Or, you know, you thought this war was big. This one's going to be even bigger, I think. But I'm still for Trump. You know, I hope he makes the right decisions. And I'm just going to pray for him every day, because he's done a lot of good, and we can't take that away from him.
Well, thanks, that's right. And it just, this war has a lot of dangerous potential. And, you know, it just, Israel is not in full control of the foreign policy, but it is the muscle of the globalists to control Congress to do this. And they hate front
Israel
war, and they want to censor Americans who don't agree with it. And we have a right to say, we don't want you running our foreign policy. This is crazy. Thanks for the call. All right. Harrison Smith's coming in with the War Room. You'll find the feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble, the Alex Jones show, and stations across the country. Be sure to tune into that. Very informative. And Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Brianna Morello doing a great job. Weekly mornings, 8 a.m. American Journal. But here is the film Network I was talking about.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, Mr. Beale, and I won't have it. Is that clear? You think you merely stopped a business deal? That is not the case. The Arabs have taken billions of dollars out of this country, and now they must put it back. It is ebb and flow, tidal gravity. It is ecological balance. You are an old man who thinks in terms of nations and peoples. There are no nations. There are no peoples. There are no Russians. There are no Arabs. There are no third worlds. There is no West. There is only one holistic system of systems. One vast and immane, interwoven, interacting, multivariate, multinational dominion of dollars. Petrodollars, electrodollars, multidollars, Reichmarks, rims, rubles, pounds, and shekels. It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet. That is the natural order of things today. That is the atomic and subatomic and galactic structure of things today. And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature. and you will atone. Am I getting through to you, Mr. Beale? You get up on your little 21-inch screen and howl about America and democracy. There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today. What do you think the Russians talk about in their councils of state? Karl Marx? They get out their linear programming charts, statistical decision theories, min-max solutions, and compute the price-cost probabilities of their transactions and investments, just like we do. We no longer live in a world of nations and ideologies, Mr. Beale. The world is a college of corporations, inexorably determined by the immutable bylaws of business. The world is a business, Mr. Beale. It has been since man crawled out of the slime. And our children will live, Mr. Beale, to see that perfect world in which there's no war or famine, oppression or brutality. One vast and ecumenical holding company for whom all men will work to serve a common profit, in which all men will hold a share of stock, all necessities provided, all anxieties tranquilized, all boredom amused. And I have chosen you, Mr. Beale, to preach this evangel.
Why me?
Because you're on television, dummy. 60 million people watch you every night of the week, Monday through Friday.
I have seen the face of God.
You just might be right, Mr. Beale.
That evening, Howard Beale went on the air to preach the corporate cosmology of Arthur Jensen.
Has InfoWars not delivered? In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the info war continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for team humanity, against the globalists, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried ultramethylene blue or our bovine colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you can become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it reoccurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers, and with one click of your profile, you cancel anytime for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. This is one of the biggest sales of the year yet, up to 40% off store-wide. 25% off on the shirts, on the hats, 10% off on things like the collectible knives, and up to 40% off on supplements like ultramethylene blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. So take advantage of the March mega sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexjonesstore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. Gonna salute you and thank you. Take action now.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones